All right, here we go again. Another new hour of the Steve Dubber Show, man. You must feel fortunate today. I do, because I get to talk to you. We're going to talk about free speech and what it takes to save this country. I'm going to fight for you for the foxhole of freedom, never giving up, but always telling you the truth. Here are three big things you need to know at this hour. Number one, Joe Biden tells the NAACP dinner Trump is out for revenge, not to lead the country. He does that in Detroit. Number two, an update on a horrible accident that happened on Saturday. Two people killed, 14 injured, including eight children by an alleged drunk driver north of Lansing. I'll tell you that. And number three, what about the Supreme Court taking up a concealed carry law could face a constitutional challenge here in the state Supreme Court. And from there, where does it go? Where does it go? The case of People of Michigan v. Kimberly Aaron Langston has brought Michigan's concealed carry law under scrutiny, with Ms. Langston arguing that it infringes upon her constitutional rights. She has petitioned the Michigan Supreme Court, contending that MCL 750.227 violates the Second and Fourteenth Amendments, and therefore she is in demand of relief. Langston's attorney, Roland Lind, who represents her pro bono in her criminal case, seeks to have that law declared unconstitutional and charged against Langston dismissed, citing her constitutional right to bear arms. The Michigan Attorney General, Dana Nessel, and Prosecuting Attorneys Association of Michigan filing amicus briefs supporting the state's position. Now, the case began April 30th of last year, 2023, when South Haven police officer Cooper Carnes stopped a vehicle for traffic violations. Officer Tyler DeBacher, assisting with a stop, found a pistol in a purse on the passenger side floorboard, which Langston claimed is hers. She was arrested for carrying a concealed weapon without a valid license, you see. Langston charged for violating the law by a Van Buren County prosecutor. She challenged the constitutionality of the statute, but Judge Arthur Clark disagreed, sending the case to circuit court. Judge Kathleen Brickley upheld the charge, citing a Supreme Court footnote from the New York State Rifle and Pistol Association v. Bruin, which suggested shall-issue licensing regimes are generally constitutional. Generally. In the context of concealed carry permits, shall issue means authorities must issue a permit if the applicant meets legal requirements like background checks and training. May issue allows people to say no. After the court's ruling, Langston appealed to the Michigan Court of Appeals, which upheld the lower court's decision. She's now seeking an appeal for the Michigan Supreme Court. The Michigan Supreme Court not obligated to hear the case and has no deadline to decide. Of course they don't. Anyhow, we'll see where that goes. Interesting case. Does she have a right? Basically, she's saying she has a constitutional carry right, which you have states in this country now, many, that have constitutional carry laws, simply meaning if you're not otherwise prohibited from having the firearm, you can have the firearm. And she was not otherwise constitutionally prohibited or legally prohibited. So there you have. Here's Lynn's argument centers on the historical context of the Second Amendment, claiming Michigan's concealed carry law contradicts the historical precedent upheld in Bruin. He asserts that at the time the Second Amendment was adopted, restrictions on firearm possession typically applied to enslaved individuals and certain groups to prevent public disturbances, but did not prevent full citizens from carrying concealed weapons for peaceful purpose. Thus, he argues, Michigan's licensing requirements lacks historical basis. The burden falls on the government to justify its regulation by demonstrating that it is consistent with the nation's historical tradition of firearm regulation. Again, interesting argument. Horrible accident on Saturday. Caught my attention. I saw the flash of this, and then I saw it on Michigan News Source, my go-to, and different things. But two men killed, 14 people injured. It's better than we thought at first. Original reporting was that two kids had been killed and one adult. I mean, not that this is much better, don't get me wrong. Two adults, a 30-year-old Grand Haven man and a 42-year-old man from Grand Ledge killed. There was this whole group of people walking on the shoulder of the road, Watertown Township, just north of Lansing. South Wacooster Road, 6:25 in the afternoon. A woman from Perriton smashed into all of them. So the 30-year-old man was killed, 42-year-old man killed. Surviving victims, two two-year-olds, a three-year-old, two six-year-olds, and then 7, 8, 16, 27, 28, 32, 33, 38, and 61. Six victims remain hospitalized, one in critical condition. Eight more victims released from the hospital. Alcohol. The 35-year-old driver who fled the scene, it was a hit and run, fled the scene, arrested on the suspicion of drunk driving. When that, the second horrible drunk driving accident, the birthday party down in Monroe, of course, and then this one. Horrible. But that'll be the onus right there. That will be the onus right there. To make blood alcohol BAC tests mandatory for your car to start. It's coming. They're going to use this as the onus to make sure that these passive surveillance of the driver in motor vehicles going forward is mandatory. It's all part of controlling you, even if you're not drinking or doing anything else. Meanwhile, Joe Biden came to Detroit for the NAACP meeting. He said Donald Trump was out for revenge. He said that last night would pose a bigger threat to the country in his second term than he did in the first. Whatever that means. Folks, Trump isn't running to lead America. He's running for revenge. No joke, folks. Revenge is no way to lead the country. You can't build a future on revenge. What do the Democrats do? They attack their political opponents in court every day. In fact, Michael Cohen will be back in court today in that bogus trial targeting Donald Trump in Manhattan, trying to accuse him of some sort of nebulous business accounting mistake or something. What do they got, 34 counts against him, including felonies for a non-disclosure agreement involving Stormy Daniels? And so what? Not a crime. Wasn't a crime when it got turned down by other prosecutors. Not a crime today. They don't seem to get it, and they don't seem to care. Anyhow, so that's happening, and Joe Biden saying that it's Republicans that do that, of course. What do you think he would have done on January 6th if black Americans had stormed the Capitol? No, I'm serious. What do you think? I can only imagine. Oh, please. This is such... Joe Biden is the most divisive president since Barack Obama. Yeah, this is all garbage. Sad, really. The new polling, though, pretty clear. Joe Biden's getting his clock cleaned by Donald Trump. Joe Aragona from Clinton Township is going to join me next. His first term in the Michigan House. We try to get as many people on this program as possible that represent you, the people of Michigan. And you notice that, well, Sarah's getting people from all over the state to come in and weigh in and tell us what they're up to and what's happening in their district. So we get a big representation, a big cross-section of Michigan to keep you in the know here in this critical swing state, in this critical battleground year of 2024. I'll be back. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money, too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Right here on the Steve Gruber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegruber.com.
Now hiring? We've heard you. At the Michigan Chamber, we know that businesses of every size, location, and industry are facing talent shortages. That's where Emerge Skilled comes in. It's a new digital workforce solution for Michigan Chamber members and our state's businesses. With hundreds of employers just like you and tens of thousands of work-ready students, Emerge Skilled is a proven technology that helps you connect with today's talent and build a long-term pipeline for your future.
To take advantage of Emerge Skilled, email dbrownback@michamber.com. dbrownback@michamber.com.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service. provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
Silly, careless human. You unleashed my power. Just try and stop me. I dare you.
Debris burning is the leading cause of wildfires in Michigan. All it takes is a spark.
Play with me, and you will get burned.
Don't go starting something wild. Burn safely by contacting your local fire department or visiting michigan.gov/burn permit. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Natural Resources and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.